Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week of the communists marching forward with their plans to subjugate the American people and turn us into one world of slaves for the fucking Rothschilds. And another week of the Americans drawing lines in the sand, and when the communists march forward with their fucking, without a spine, walking back and drawing another fucking line. Another week of it, people. And we got another line we just drew. They'll walk over that one next week because you're going to just sit there and fucking let it happen. It's also the 11th day of June, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 55 degrees today here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 57 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's still cool. We got a little drizzle of rain. It's wet out there, a little bit wet. Well, it's wet on the surface, but I don't think that's going to do it. I don't think we got a spoonful to the ocean we need. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here first. Oh, man, we all remember the Irish, man. You know, the English, do you think, you know, the Irish were their niggers. And, the landlord. You work the land, you give all your money and, I mean, all your proceeds, your profits, your crops to the goddamn English landlords. And that kind of what we're doing, being as that we found out that we're, as far as the English are concerned, we're just a fucking colony. We're still a colony. I seen that crony old bitch walking through her fucking garden this fucking morning. I'm going to be a part of the G7, you know, that foreign fucking body of fucking internationalists. Who think they're gonna fucking impose taxes on American people or an American industry, on American anything. It's not going through a Congress of our representation. The whole idea of the fucking, this constitutional fucking law, constitutional system is fucking flushed down the toilet. It was flushed down the toilet a long, long time ago in 1871. But we still have our Bill of Rights and we can still straighten this shit out. And we're gonna talk about these bastards here as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty, here we go. Frustrated homeowners are competing with investment funds that are literally buying up entire neighborhoods. See, this is, Jefferson said we'd wake up homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered, and this is how they aim to do it with mammon. They have fucking committed the largest fraud to ever exist on this fucking planet, and now they're using the proceeds, which belong to us, And they're going to fucking put us out on the goddamn streets, they think. I was watching a documentary last night on the Great Depression. And the people, you know, being forced out of their fucking homes. I mean, so they get set empty, you know, just pushing the people out on the fucking streets. After they, you know, got them to be stupid enough to believe in the fucking Ponzi scheme known as the fucking stock exchange. And, you know, they hurt the people pretty bad on that one. And the people did end up, you know, fighting and what might have you. But I saw sticks and pistols. It ain't going to be sticks and pistols this time, you motherfuckers. And we're not going to be fighting your goddamn fucking, your fucking cannon fodder on the fucking streets. We're coming for you, you cocksuckers. Anyway, this is from the end of American Dream. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Home prices have been rising aggressively all over the nation this year, and that has caused a tremendous amount of frustration among ordinary Americans that are looking for something to buy. And I know this, you know, my nephew, he's been trying to find a place right here where he grew up. Where his mom grew up, and he can't fucking find a house to buy. You know, he can't compete with the fucking, like he says, these son of a bitches are, what the hell did they call them here? Looking for something to buy. We have often seen a furious bidding wars break out for the most desirable properties, and many homes end up selling for a way over the asking price. And this just to put us out on the out of our goddamn house, to put us out on the goddamn land, people, to throw us out of our fucking houses and put us out in the fucking streets. The American nationals who own this goddamn place, and we better take this fucker back. And we better put those fuckers down. And we better take everything they got and divide it up amongst ourselves. And throw all the fucking foreigners out here. We'll have plenty of goddamn room to live. And live fucking quite comfortably, I think. Unfortunately, many potential home buyers don't even realize that they may be competing with investment funds. You see, you got people out there. That should be against the... I mean, if the common law was here, we could fucking attack this shit. We could attack it in the first place. We could hang all the bastards. There wouldn't be nobody there in these investment funds because every one of them is a part of the fucking treasonous fraud that has gone on in this country since 1871. They are part of the fucking treasonous fraud of the administrative admiralty that has fucking backed their play along with the fucking corporate fucking enforcers, the Blackwater USA so-called police. That have fucking forced their goddamn dictates down our throats. And they are the ones that tell these phony fucking legislators who are not legislators. They are fucking part of corporate boards, what to write down on a piece of paper telling us what our privileges and immunities are. We can go live in a goddamn tent. That's from an American that can trace his roots back to the earliest day of 1668. Fuck you! You will never do it to me. I may be dead, but I'll never be your goddamn slave, and you'll never fucking run me out of my goddamn country, you fucking pricks. You Silicon Valley cock-sucking motherfuckers. It ain't even just Silicon Valley. Most of these are Chinese motherfucking investors. A goddamn gooks coming across the country. You remember back in the day when MacArthur had already taken North Korea, which should have never been a problem for us again, was taking fucking mainland China when fucking Truman called his ass back to stop him from... Why did he do that? China could have never been a threat to the United States. But they're not only a threat, but they're trying to make them, you know, us end up... They're trying to keep putting us down. I don't care if it's through, you know, fucking Black Lives Matter or anything. Everybody's fucking the same. We're all fucking equal. It doesn't matter what our skin color is. We're American fucking nationals. This goddamn country belongs to us. We gotta quit fucking around and listening to fucking people who want to fucking destroy us and destroy them. Unfortunately, many potential home buyers don't even realize that they may be competing with investment fund billionaires and, well, foreigners, people, foreigners. Throwing you out of your fucking house in the United States. Are you going to allow it? Gobbling up homes is now considered to be the way to make huge returns very rapidly. Once homes are purchased, they are either flipped quickly for a large profit or they are rented out at a very aggressive rate. No, not aggressive, fucking out fucking rageous. More than, see, they're bitching about people not returning to fucking work. That's because you, a fucking man and a woman working a job can barely afford to pay the fucking rent for to our masters. To the fucking ruling class who will, they'll own everything. We will have bought it up with our own fucking wealth that belongs to us. Because they took that wealth from us without the due process of the law that we are absolutely guaranteed in our law. As we are the judicial fucking supreme authority of this fucking country. What they have done to us, we have let them, but we don't have to stand for it. There's no fucking statute of limitations on fraud. We can put these cocksuckers down, and we can go back to living a fucking life that's enjoyable. Instead of living in misery. But you gotta fucking do it. You gotta have the fucking balls to step up, and some of us are gonna have to fucking die. Sorry to tell you that.
Gotta quit drawing a line in the sand.
You goddamn right. You gotta charge past that fucking line. Right into these son of a bitches. You've already let them advance right into the goddamn, into the interior, to the deep interior, from coast to coast, and from fucking the southern border to the northern border, people. No fucking army could have ever done it. Only a pack of fucking Jew fucking Zionist fucking traitors infiltrating our fucking government could have done it. And that's only because you let them through your stupidity and through your fucking laziness and through your cowardice. Once homes are purchased, they are either flipped quickly for a large profit or they are rented out at a very unbelievable fucking rates. And at the same time, they don't want you to have any more money for your fucking work. Have you noticed that? They're trying to stop this $300 a week that these poor fuckers are getting. And you got to remember that half of that goddamn money that was supposedly allocated for the fucking unemployment was fucking stolen. So they haven't even spent half of it, but they don't want the poor man to get any kind of toehold. You might actually push him back across that fucking line, but it ain't going to be through fucking mammon. It will be through brute force and fucking guns and fucking bullets, period. Or it won't happen. You can just fucking crawl, go out there and start fucking digging your own ditch. Help them some fucking more, because that's all you end up doing is fucking helping them. Gobbling up homes is now considered to be a way to make returns very rapidly. All right. Meanwhile, it's becoming a lot more difficult for ordinary we're just ordinary Americans. We aren't American nationals, the proud people that own this fucking nation, the proud individual free sovereign nationals on a fucking par with that fat little crone over there in fucking England. Walking around her fucking garden, paid for by the sweat of fucking her fucking serfs. Ordinary Americans to find affordable places to live. We witnessed a similar buying frenzy just before the housing market crashed in 2008. Well, maybe they're planning to do that again, but it doesn't matter because it all goes back to them. All of this fucking stimulus money, that even the $300 a week that they're bitching about, hey man, they just raised the fucking price of gas up and they just take it right back from you. You're going to buy the same amount of fucking gas because you have to have it to go to fucking work so you can make the fucking money to give these motherfuckers for the fucking gas. So all they have to do, if they give you fucking $40 billion out to the people, or whatever it was, $400 billion out to the people, all they have to do is just fucking, we had a glitch in the computer and a line went out back east, so all the fucking gas in the nation's going to go up to fucking $4 or $5 this summer during the traveling season. They'll have it all back before fucking September, people. Everybody's going to, well, they gave us, no, they didn't give us shit. They did not give us shit. They steal from us. This fucking little petty, penny little pissant fucking amount that they fucking threw at us as a fucking charity when it belongs to us in the first place. All of it belongs to us in the first place is a fucking insult. And anybody that believes that these fuckers have any fucking compassion for you or intend to help you in any way, you're a fucking fool. At this point, it seems like home prices and rents can go nowhere but up. And investors, see, there shouldn't be, that's not what this country was supposed to be about. See, they try to make this as a capitalist country. It's about fucking the guy next to you. Who can fuck the other guy the best and get the, and steal the most money and fuck him out of the most fucking money? That's what this country's, no it ain't. It is not. It is not capitalist. Find it in the fucking original constitution or the goddamn, even their goddamn, Declaration of Independence or in the fucking Bill of Rights. Find that fucking word for me one place in it. I dare you. Because you can't. This country was supposed to be for people to live free and prosperous on the as entrepreneurs. With the they were supposed to provide us with a debt-free currency so that we could exploit our own fucking resources in the richest country on planet Earth and live a good life. That's why we came and we fucking carved this fucking country out of a fucking wilderness. Dying along the way and having our children along the way. So they could die along the way. Until all the resources were fucking brought to bear and then, oh, they don't need us no fucking more. You, hey, put your fucking women to work. Give us your fucking children for our communist indoctrination centers. And hey, by the way, we got a shot for you. Investors are racing to capitalize. See, this is your capitalization. This is money fucking making money. And it's who's it taken from and giving to? It's taking from the poorer people and giving to the richer people. And that's what it's always fucking been. They always cry around about the goddamn, you know, the welfare here is fucking communism. There ain't no two fucking ways about it. It should have never been. It never had to be. We never had to have that first Great Depression. We never had to have a depression at all in this goddamn country. If it was ran the way the fucking founding documents were sold to we the people, we'd all be, there could be, it would be impossible for us to go bankrupt. Because we would have the money coming to us. And that's the way it should be. If anything from this country is sold, it should be in the form of fully manufactured goods. That means not a board, but a table. And we, and the fucking profits from any industry, it's like you're just taking what belongs to you ain't enough for you. If you're that motherfucking greedy, if you love fucking mammon that much, then you would have to fucking buy my part of what belongs to me. You'd have to buy my tree to make that fucking, another fucking table. And even though you've got all you could ever fucking want because this country would have provided the fucking people here, all of the American nationals. It would have provided us with a plenty. How much can one fucking well, don't even ask that question. We know how much one person can fucking want. They got mountains of gold, stolen gold, our gold. They got mountains so big they need to have to put on a fucking respirator to go to the top of it to drop another fucking shekel on the top. Capitalize on this trend. You know, fucking rip off, steal, use, usury, you Jew motherfuckers. Even you fuckers out there, I'm a flaming capitalist. You're a fucking Jew. You're using people. You're users. You use a fucking phony fucking fiat currency to steal from your fucking what's supposed to be your brethren. You scum. You're going down. You're going down hard. Everybody who exercised this capitalism and you know, here in Oregon, they put together the Renters Association. And it was supposed to be to protect the rent, the people who rent. Within 2 years, it was fucking helping them fucking throw people. Oh, I want to, I know I have a 1 year fucking lease on that property. Oh, but it's all right. They're going to break that lease. I'm taking you to fucking court. I have a goddamn contract here. Well, you can't do that. You have to exhaust every administrative fucking remedy first before you can take them to court. That means you have to go to the Renters Association and you're already going to have a loss in your fucking column when you get to fucking court because the Renters Association is for the fucking renters. These are people who have committed, put together fucking conglomerates. What the hell's the word I'm looking for? At any rate, they have put together fucking organizations. I'm trying to think of what I'm trying to get out here. It's brain freeze. But at any rate, they put what was supposed to be the Renters Association to protect the people from this very shit is now being used. I mean, you could fucking own a house in another fucking state and come to and go to another state and go to rent, and you didn't pay $40 on a light bill before you left the other state. You're going to pay that. We're all in this, and it's nationwide, people. They plan to, I told you guys a long time ago, the idea is that you're going to work for them for what they fucking tell you for a place to live because you ain't going to have no goddamn choice. If you just sit around on your ass and let these fucking handful of little fucking pampered pricks born with a fucking golden suppository up their ass fucking take you out. This is disgusting. According to one estimate from John Burns, real estate consultant should be fucking shot. No, you shouldn't have to have a goddamn agent to do every fucking... Now you got fucking agents to buy a car. Can you do anything by your fucking self anymore? In the common law, a fucking real estate sale would be pretty goddamn simple, wouldn't it? It'd be just two people getting together and agreeing on a price. Writing up a fucking contract. And fucking, you don't even have to file it with, you don't have to go file it with the county office. You don't have to file it with your employees. You just both keep a fucking copy. You have a fucking dispute. You take it to the goddamn common law courts and settle it. But we're going to live like goddamn the Irish did under the fucking English fucking aristocracy. That's what they fucking think. Is that what you think, you fat little fuck over there in fucking England, you fat little bitch? I'm glad your old man fucking died. He didn't die soon enough. And I hope he comes back as a piece of fucking dog shit. Real estate consultant. Man, I'm telling you. Well, pretty soon I'm going to need a consultant to help me wipe my goddamn ass. I'm going to have to call somebody and ask them for what toilet paper should I purchase? And just, how clean does my ass have to be? You fucking worthless son of a bitches. And this is how you've let them do it. Just through fucking laziness. You can't tie your own fucking shoes. How are you going to fight a fucking war? As many as 1 in 5 houses sold in the nation's top housing markets is purchased by someone who will never move in. Now look at that, what we're talking about up there in Idaho. They purchased a whole fucking little town down there. Kicking all the fucking people out, the generations that have lived there. That's their goddamn home. That's their land. That's where they live. But there has never been a system of the charter of real estate. We were never fucking properly chartered. We're right now chartered through the fucking Catholic Church, I believe. If you can find those such things out. Once we beat the fucking British and they were out of here, this was ours to do with what we pleased. Why in the hell would our lands and shit be, I'll tell you why our lands are still fucking through the goddamn Catholic Church, because that's the son of a bitches like William Penn, George Washington, all of these founding fathers, you know, those wonderful son of a bitches that were the king's men in the fucking colonies. All of their lands were chartered through that fucking church, so that's how it's going to stay. So this all stays the property of the king or the queen. Fuck you, queen. Your monarchy will be destroyed. Every monarchy will be destroyed. If you've made it to the 21st century and your mind isn't developed enough to show you that that is so fucking wrong, that you are such a fucking stupid-ass fool that you will put yourself beneath somebody just because of the twat they dropped out of? Really? Burns notes, there are more than 200 big money, companies and investment firms competing with families and first time buyers for houses, including, titans of finance, JP Morgan. Didn't we just have to bail them motherfucker, JP Morgan? Was not part of that fucking, $20 trillion bailout back in 2008? When did they pay us back, by the way, guys? Hell fucking no, they didn't. They got their goddamn contracts paid off $1.10 to the dollar. And they got the fucking land back. You can't tell when you're being fucked. Asset Management and BlackRock Incorporated. Corporation. We must destroy the fucking corporation. There'll never be, once we take it back, somebody says corporation up against the fucking wall. Somebody says capitalism up against the fucking wall. This is going to be a free enterprise fucking system like we were fucking guaranteed. We are going to have debt-free fucking currency made of silver and gold like we were fucking promised. You're going to return everything you have fucking stolen or we're going to fucking nuke you. This shit has gone on way. You let this shit go on this far. You let this shit go on to the point that we will blow this goddamn earth up before we'll fucking bow to you, before we will become your goddamn slaves. We're fucking Americans. One real estate agent that works in the Fort Walton Beach area says that she had a client that became quite discouraged after being outbid on 6 different houses. See, that's what they have now. It ain't like you go and you look for a house and, oh, the house for sale, and you go and you negotiate and you talk about it. No, it's bid. It's all bidding wars. Even out here where we're at, especially out here in the goddamn rural areas. They want to take over the rural areas because this is where they can't do, they have no power. They tell us to do something, we tell them to fuck off. Come make me, you motherfucker. And then they want to build a city of fucking around you. And then they want to have their fucking corporate fucking armies to back their fucking play. Put the motherfuckers down. Shoot the suit. Put a bullet right through their fucking mouth. They are criminals. They are trying to kill you. The Wall Street Journal profiled a company called Fundrise LL Limited Liability Corporation. Boy, that son of a bitch, when that came into play, you talk about the stealing of the Masons beginning. I mean, the Masons fucking, that's their baby. That's how they fucking get the fucking, your what was once your fucking land, the Forest Service land, and still is because it was taken by fraud. They're the ones that had the, you know, the BLM created. The Bureau of Land Management, a private corporation. I think it was chartered in Costa Rica. But it's still a private fucking company. You can't sell a fucking Forest Service land, the people's land. You cannot do it. It was a part of the Forest Service Act. And there's not even supposed to be a fucking Forest Service. They did that by act. That's not law. That was never fucking ratified under the fifth article. All of this shit is just that. It's a fucking... It's a fraud. It's a phony, fraudulent, fucking legal ease, bullshit, fucking situation. And there's more than enough of us. I mean, God damn it. There's more than enough of us to fucking shut it down tomorrow. But just keep, draw that line. Back up some more and draw another fucking line. Which brought all 124 houses in a new built subdivision into Texas. Now see, they're out there building all these fucking subdivisions. Who are they building them for, people? They're not building them for American nationals. The American nationals, we haven't reproduced our numbers in 3 fucking years. In fact, the fucking invaders, the illegals, have had more fucking children in our country than we have. People who aren't supposed to be, and as soon as they have it, oh, this is their country. No, it fucking ain't. Because you're counting on that 14th Amendment, which is fucking fraud. It is absolutely easily proven fraud. As it violates the 9th article of the people's fucking law, which is the law of this land. You bring the law of the sea unto this fucking country. This is the law of the sea. It's our 14th Amendment. It means we own everything. You own nothing. You're our fucking slaves. You want to fucking bet? You would have never come out and fucking said that. That's why they had to do it over so many fucking years. You know, I talk about things becoming entrenched. This shit's becoming entrenched right now. Why? Because we're not doing a goddamn thing about it. They ain't hurting. Until you fucking hurt them, they ain't going to back away from you. Why the fuck should they? You could be a fucking 15-foot fucking grizzly bear. If you just keep backing and running away, and if you fucking won't fucking bare your teeth or use your claws, fucking, I'll beat you to death with a fucking stick. A bidding war broke out this winter in a new subdivision north of Houston. But the price this time was the entire subdivision, not just a single suburban house, illustrating that the rise of big investors as a potent new force in the U.S. housing market. Corporations were never supposed to become our fucking landlords like the British were over the fucking Irish. This is what this ruling class thinks they're going to fucking do. They have eaten out our substance. They have stolen our fucking wealth. Now they're going to use that wealth for another con. Say, well, we bought it. Yeah, you bought it with my fucking money. You stole from me, you motherfucker. I'm not stupid, and you're not keeping it. You're not getting the land or the goddamn money. What you're going to get is a goddamn bullet in your head. Right in the fucking mouth. Not just a single suburban house, illustrating the rise of big investors as a potent new force in the U.S. housing. You're not potent as shit. Hey, I'll tell you what. You'll find out how fucking potent you are even compared to a fucking 22, you fucking pricks. You criminals. You fucking slime. You foreign motherfuckers, you better get ready to, you will fucking fertilize this fucking soil, I'll tell you that right now. But you're not taking it. Dr. Horton, Dr. Horton, I'm not shitting you, Incorporated, built 124 houses in Conroe. You wonder why you're goddamn, why you can't buy lumber or you can't afford to buy steel? It's because it's all going to build fucking foreigners' goddamn houses on your goddamn property who are coming here in violation of your law. Who are taking your country. Not just your goddamn, you know, it's not just like they're coming to take your fucking car without due process of the law. It's not like they're coming to take you to jail without due process of the law. They're taking your fucking country without due process of the fucking law. They cannot do it. They do not have the authority. And I can sit here and scream it to you every fucking day. They do not have the jurisdictional authority to do any of this fucking shit. They cannot create it. There's no apparatus. The legislature can't just write it down and make it law. The only way you can make law in the United States of these Americas is through Article 5 of the original Constitution, if the son of a bitch even existed, and the common law courts would still have to be in operation so that the people could fucking challenge it. Got it? If you're not willing to fight for that, you're going to fucking lose. You better get used to fucking crawling on your goddamn knees, kowtowing. You better learn Mandarin Chinese so you can fucking beg to your fucking new Chinese overlord for some fucking scraps like fish head and a fucking bowl of rice. That's what you better do. Conroe, Texas, rented them out and then put the whole community, Amber Pines at Forest Ridge, on the block. A who's who of investors. This is the fucking filthy rich, the ones who have fucking conned, lied, stole, and are part, absolutely, all, every goddamn bit of it is fucking fraud from the get-go. That means none of it is fucking real. None of it has the force of law behind it. The only law that has the force of law behind it is that Bill of Rights, is that law that of for and by the people of 1791, December 15th, the people's law of this land, not the fucking cock-sucking admiralty, fucking aristocratic cabal of the trying to use the merchant law of the sea to steal like they pirate out on the fucking high seas, because that's what they're doing here. They're pirating our fucking land like they were pirating ships out on the fucking ocean, and they're using that same fucking, I mean, they won't even deny it, people. They will not deny that they're doing this under fucking corporate fucking law, administrative admiralty fucking law, merchant fucking law. But our ancestors died. They went through fucking hell to get this for us. It's like, man, it keeps reminding me of my grandfather when he talked about the Union Wars. And they did, they accomplished, they got to where they had a living wage. They weren't living at the company fucking town, in the company fucking house, getting their stuff from the company fucking store and never being able to have enough money to pay off their fucking debt. So they were slaves. They fought. And they got it. They won. They got it. They got what they wanted because they had the fucking numbers. And they used them. It was a communist fucking way to go about it. They didn't understand the Bill of Rights because that's why they pumped people like the Irish in here in such large numbers during the Civil War and stuff. Get a bunch of people in here who do not understand what this country was built upon. The people who understood it the best were the people who did it. And look how far we are separated from them in time. How long it has taken us, 10 fucking years, to get to where we understand it, what they were telling us. And now that we do understand it, we got to pump up our fucking nuts. And man, when that was, I thought the hardest part would be getting people to fucking go back in time and see exactly what fucking happened. And see where the history, where you've been lied to all your fucking life. That you were born into fucking communism. That's not the hard part. The hard part is to get people to grow some fucking guts. I mean, I seen a thing, there's only 2% of the testosterone left in the males in America. Bullshit. Bullshit. You know what? You could take that and you could make a copy of it. And every time somebody goes, why in the fuck won't you fight, you yellow son of a bitch? Well, I don't want, but they took my testosterone away. I eat the same fucking, I don't, what do you think I eat fucking at a goddamn special food? You think I can afford shit like that? I got testosterone because I'm a fucking man. I won't live on my fucking knees. I have the blood of my fucking ancestors in me. They would not live like fucking animals either. They would not become a Jewish fucking goyim. A soulless animal. I got a fucking soul and you're going to see it, you son of a bitches. Investing platform, Fundraiser LLC, Limited Liability Corporation, which manages more than $1 billion on behalf of 150,000 individuals, and I guarantee you 95% of them aren't from this fucking country. When we allow them motherfuckers to put us into the goddamn World Trade Organization, to become a part of a world trade, instead of having our own fucking domestic fucking trade, and staying out of this world fucking trade shit. This is why we're paying for the fucking gas like we are. They're lying to you. The goddamn receptacles in this fucking country are full of fucking fuel. They're full of fucking diesel. We have all and plenty. In fact, I cannot find the fucking numbers for the exports. I guarantee you we're the number one export. And what we're exporting is sweet crude. The most easily refined fucking oil there is. And we're refining fucking sludge. And you know, they talk about, well, we've got a carbon tax coming up. We got to make some fucking carbon tax, don't we? But we could be manufacturing our own sweet fucking crude and paying about, 2 cents a gallon would be too much after what they fucking already stolen from us. But it ain't going to happen, people. Nothing is going to happen until you make it happen. You individually make it happen. So why did Fundrise want to buy up entire neighborhoods? Well, I just can't figure that fucking out. I think that's capitalism, ain't it? You go to where people fucking work and you buy up all the fucking property that they can't afford because they aren't paid a living fucking wage, and then you fucking can make slaves out of them just for a place to live, can't you? You fuckers. This fucking Fundrise, that should be fucking on somebody's wrist, on everybody's fucking wrist. Fundrise, who the fuck are they? Who the fuck runs the fucking joint? Who's making these kind of fucking decisions? We already know who's at the top. Get as high as you fucking can. Take that shot. Well, the goal is, permanently rent the houses out. It's permanent. You're never gonna have the American dream in this country. There's a handful of elitists that have come from other, and most of them are from other fucking countries, people. I mean, you don't realize it until you look at the goddamn construct of what they're calling your government, that corporation, the American United States Corporation. These motherfuckers ain't been here a generation. That Omar, whatever fucking name that was all over the news this morning, because he's putting down the Jews, of course, and so she's all, you know, that fucking bitch, she was born in another country, fucking raised in another country, just come here and she's sitting in my goddamn fucking, in the Congress? Really? What about the fucking people who can trace their lineage in this country back to before it was a country? None of them there. All these people here are fucking invaders. And they don't give a monk's fuck about you. They want you dead. They didn't come here. They couldn't invade you and fight you and kill you and take what you had because the country was just too goddamn strong. The people were too well armed. But they want you fucking dead just the same. As if they'd invaded you and had the fucking wherewithal to fucking kill you and take what you got. They want you to kill one another. They want you to take a fucking shot because, well, we just said it and they fucking did it. We didn't even have to shoot nobody. They just fucking walked up and we gave it to 12 to 20% of them. And now they're out there giving it to the fucking rest. We got our civil war going. The killings going on. It's quiet. Shh. That quiet kind of killing that doesn't destroy the fucking valuable property that we want. Don't you see? At any rate, we're going to take our break. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that review that are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Jefferson.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. And needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:47 Pacific time, and that, of course, was Guns N' Roses. Welcome to the jungle. And that's, you know, they are going to meet the American people eventually. They are going to meet them. But I mean, and there's some rough motherfuckers out there. But there, I mean, I told you I was watching the thing on the Great Depression last night. And the people, the thing is, the people who were already poor, I mean, they got hurt the worst. But this time around, it's a little bit fucking different. Because in the last fucking 10 years, the people have been arming up. We got the fucking guns. We got the fucking ammo. We got enough to fucking, I mean, whoever is not going to fucking step onto that goddamn page with us and do the right fucking thing and have fucking law and order in this country and have an even playing field, whoever's going to be a fucking capitalist, whoever's going to be a fucking communist, whoever's going to be a corporate fucking communist, your fucking ass is gonna, you're gonna find yourself in the fucking jungle, and you don't know where you're at when you're in the jungle with us people. You do not have a fucking clue of what we are capable of. But you're about to fucking find out. You Zabos and fucking Zuckerberg and fucking Bill Gates, you motherfuckers, if you had a fucking, just the smallest understanding of what is in this fucking jungle, your fucking asses would be running the other way looking for a spider hole. But it's going to get you, you motherfuckers. Oregon will allow homeless individuals to pitch tents on public land. Well, ain't that mighty fucking why to you? I mean, being as that fucking land belongs to us any fucking how. You have driven us out of our homes. We just showed you fucking how. You've taken the fucking jobs and given them to fucking foreigners. You have eaten out our substance. We went to war back in 1775 for far, 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 far less than the shit we're eating right now. That's what you got to realize. You know, your children are going to look back on at your life, and whatever life they're living is going to, it's up to you right now. Whether they're living as goddamn indentured fucking slaves, or if they're living as free people and they're living happily and have happy lives and are prosperous, that's up to you. You right now, they can't do it. They're fucking children. You have to fucking do it. It may cost you your life, but goddamn what. People, I mean, do you think of the lives that have been lost in these phony fucking wars since the beginning of this fucking country? For nothing. For fucking money. For the fucking aristocrats. Dude, this is your doing for yourself. You'll be like the people at fucking Concord. You will be fighting for some fucking government, not fighting for some fucking corporation, fighting for your fucking bloodline, for your fucking own family. They shove that honorable heroes, honor of war. Fuck you, lying son of a bitches. There is no fucking pride in going to some country that's weaker than you. It's like you're the fucking bully, and go in there and bully them and beat them down, starve them, blow their children up. Fucking kill them and hand their fucking resources over to your fucking Zionist Jew fucking masters. Is that fucking a hero to you? If it is, you're a sick son of a bitch. We're the fucking heroes that are going to fucking save the fucking people and the freedom and liberty that we were fucking sold from the time we were fucking old enough to hear the words would belong to us when it was a fucking lie then. Because we were already under fucking communism. I mean, fucking Roosevelt fucking built our first major fucking enemy, the fucking Soviet Union. And it was built with your fucking sweat. You fucking provided the fucking materials to fucking destroy you. But this isn't, I mean, this is like Guy Carr talks about it in his book, Pawns in the Game. You fucking, you will provide, I mean, they'll divide you into camps to get you to kill each other, and they'll charge you. You can borrow some money from them to get some guns to kill your fucking brother. And you know, again, like I was talking about the shot, the vaxxed, the unvaxxed, you know, the fucking culture bullshit, all this fucking phony, fucking lying goddamn shit. All of it. It's a brother to kill brother, father to kill son. They fucking love it, and they sit back and laugh. And you pay him for the fucking, can I borrow some money from you to buy a gun? Can I borrow some of the money you stole from me to buy me a gun to shoot my fucking brother, to shoot my son? Can I do that? Well, it's going to be a high rate of interest, but hey, this is capitalism, man. This is what it's about. And I'm a screaming capitalist. If you want to kill your fucking brother, I will lend you some of that money I stole from you to get you a fucking gun and some bullets to do it. When all you had ever had to do, all we've ever had to, since the inception of this son of a bitch, the goddamn son of a bitches that didn't go to fucking Philadelphia and kill these motherfuckers. And I mean, what the fuck were they thinking? I'm just sitting here and I wonder sometimes. What were they thinking? These are the same people who were oppressing you in the colonies. You had to fucking, I mean, break into militias. You had to defy the fucking local authorities, which was the ones that turned out, that's your founding fathers. That's George Washington with his wooden teeth. No, that was a dirty motherfucking internationalist. He was a fucking servant of the king in the beginning. He was a servant of the king in the end. And all he wanted was fucking for his own fucking fiefdom. Like what we're talking about here with these pricks here. Bezos and all them. They got enough money to buy. There's nothing else to buy. They want to own you. They want to be able to, you know, I've always talked about the scenario that pissed me off the most about fucking slavery. Is that, you know, the fucking massa up in the big house. And he sees your fucking daughter. She's about 12 fucking years old, just starting to get her tits. Oh, she's filling out nicely, Jibes. You bring her up to the big house. She's going to work up here now. Wash her up, clean all that filth off her. Been working in the fields and have her in my bed tonight. And the fucking man, and the guy down there who's the father, tried to call yourself a man and let that fucking happen. I would be dead, dead, dead. If I had to fight with fucking rocks, I would be dead. Like the Palestinians, man, look at them. Them fucking people will not give up. You got to give them that. I mean, they allowed themselves to become disarmed. They did not know what was coming at them. But they're fucking, they'll strap a goddamn load of dynamite on themselves and go amongst their enemy and fucking blow themselves up to fucking destroy the enemy. When they draw a fucking line, they draw a fucking line. They'll even come at their fucking enemy with sticks and stones against fucking goddamn F-16s and whatever they are, 32s, 33, whatever the fuck that last one was they built. They will come at a fucking fully armed, fucking backed by the largest fucking empire on the fucking earth, the fucking empire of fucking the United States, the corporate empire of the United States, they will come at them with fucking rocks and bottle rockets, anything they can pick up and fight. They got fucking balls. What, they didn't get their testosterone taken away? Maybe you'll feel a little different when you're out on the goddamn street. Hey, I'll tell you what. Out here in the jungle, there's lots of testosterone. Maybe that's where you got to be before you can get testosterone, is in the jungle. They're going to allow. See, this is our servants in government are going to allow we, the people, their fucking masters, to pinch tents on our fucking land. Wow, isn't that generous of our fucking servants? This is the Oregonian, sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Oregon communities must rewrite local rules to allow Oregonians to sit, lie, sleep, and keep warm and dry and on public property in most circumstance. It's not public property. It's the people's fucking property. I bet you fucking go look up that word public in a fucking Black's Law dictionary. It ain't going to mean the same thing as it means in your fucking old dictionary. They are claiming ownership of this goddamn country, and they are claiming us as their fucking property. You cannot get past that. That is the goddamn truth. I've proved it to you 100 times over. If you can fucking read and look up a few fucking words, there can be no doubt in your fucking mind. Are you a goddamn subject? Are you a slave? Are you going to be a slave? Man, I'll tell you what, that's when we were kids, that was one of the mean things, you know, like when you're a kid, you know, your parent would tell your sibling to go get something, and it might be for you, and you go get it, slave. Go get it, slave. I mean, just to torment your fucking sibling, and sometimes you get your hair pulled, kicked, punched. But it was a fucking, it was such a derogatory thing to call somebody. I mean, it was just unacceptable. It's like rat, snitch. All these fucking things were fucking things that we, man, you said it. You fucking were looking for a fight. But now it's just, God, no, when I'm a capitalist, and what capitalists do is we screw the fuck out of people. And more we do, the prouder we are. People admire us. People fucking idolize us for being the better thief than the guy beside us. For being able to steal more. And it is the people who have fucking sucked up to these goddamn Masonic lodges and got themselves in the fucking door. And the social climbing, and the fucking, I got a fucking business. No, you don't. You got a business license. You are a government fucking agent. You work for the fucking government. They had an article, or I guess it was a video yesterday of that fella down there who wouldn't close his restaurant and tried to take our liquor license. Well, if you got a license, motherfucker, you are not a free fucking man. If you have to have permission to do business in your own fucking country, you're fucking working for your employees. I got news for you. And you ain't no bad motherfucker either. You're a fucking pussy. Or you take that goddamn license out in the street and burn it. And still sell alcohol. House Bill 3115, which passed the Senate on Wednesday afternoon and is en route to Governor Kate Brown. I mean, that bitch, she was non-elected. She got into office non-elected. And because of the paper balloting and the fucking corruption in this state, she cannot be removed. She's there for his life or until she wants to leave or until they want to replace her. Until the corporation wants to replace that fucking employee. Period. So you people in Oregon who keep talking about getting rid of Kate Brown, you want to get rid of fucking Kate Brown, you got to go to war. You got to take this goddamn country back and you got to enforce the goddamn law. You got to enforce the fucking law of we the people who own this goddamn country. Who have the jurisdictional authority to fucking kill these motherfuckers for what they're trying to do to us. You gotta come to the jungle. Governor Kate Brown, which passed the Senate on Wednesday, Brown's death in response to, 2018 landmark homelessness case. Now, see, we were homeless and I seen them, they were building up these little fucking things. They were calling them tents, but they just had like little walls in it. It's costing like $750 a fucking month for these fucking little fucking things that ain't worth fucking, I mean, it's like a fucking tool shed or something. That's what the American National is going to live in. But down there on that fucking border, man. I mean, do you want to know where that $400 billion went? It went down there to that fucking border to give to the fucking invaders. They've been told that they can have everything you have if they come up here and take it. All they got to do is come up here and take it from you. All they got to do is walk up to your fucking line, kick dirt in your fucking face, push you down, take your fucking gun away from you, spank you with it, and walk on. That's all they got to do to have it. And they're doing it. Because you're fucking letting them. It's weakness. I don't want to hear about testosterone. I'm 60 fucking years old. I got testosterone. I'll fight. Will you? It is in its ruling, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said governments cannot criminalize conduct that is, governments cannot criminalize conduct that is unavoidable as a result of experiencing homelessness. Are you listening to what I'm telling you? This is our goddamn country. These fuckers are supposed to be our servants, not our masters. It's time to fucking end this, people, or just fucking give up and just hand them your fucking gun. And go over there and dig the ditch your fucking self. Hey, hell, just reach me the fucking gun. I'll blow my own goddamn brains out. Is that what you fucking want? Is that what you want to leave your fucking grandchildren? When they look back when they're fucking being raped as little children. I mean, that will become a common fucking thing. That'll be just a lifestyle. Raping babies. Like the fucking goddamn Jews. You know, fucking in their Talmud. If they're 3 years old or like that, you could go ahead and rape a 3 year old because they won't remember it. It ain't gonna hurt nothing. It could become a way of life. Ooh, the freaks have found something freakier to fucking do. These people have become bored with life because they've stolen every fucking thing that belongs to you. There's nothing material that they cannot have. So now they want fucking you. In fact, they want your fucking children. They want to do unspeakable fucking things. They want to do things that make Sodom and Gomorrah look like fucking Disneyland. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. Hey, you know, all I can say at this fucking point in the game is, you know, go out there and draw another fucking line in the dirt. Draw another fucking line in the dirt and wait for, and over the weekend. They will come and they will kick that dirt right in your fucking face. And you'll turn around and back up another 100 fucking yards and draw another fucking line for next week. And I'll be right here talking to you about it. That is the word from the trenches. You do the same, brother.